this shed we get in the spring here.
Mm-hmm.
They come up the Ogeechee River. I'm very fond of those.
What about the kind of seafood that pearls grow in?
I'm less fond of oysters than anything else. Seafood line.
Care for oyster stew. You don't care for oyster stew much.
No.
My mother never could get me to eat that. What about the animal outside that croaks? What do you call that?
Call it a frog.
How about little bitty ones?
The rain frogs.
Rain frogs.
Tree frogs. We have all varieties.
What about a brown frog that might live in your garden, and some people would say that they might give warts?
I guess that's called a toad.
When you go fishing, what kind of bait or
worms? Wigglers. Though I had fished with my bait. I guess you can buy them here, but I haven't tried.
How about turtles? Do you ever see turtles?
Yes, we see these box turtles all the time.
Now there's another kind of, some people say that a turtle would live on dry land, but there's a kind that lives on the water. It might be referred to around here, a different kind of turtle. Can you think of what I might
hear? Terrapin. Terrapin.
Have you ever heard it referred to as a tarpon or mostly terrapin?
Terrapin.
How about a kind of thing that you might find in freshwater streams? It's got claws. You might turn over a rock. It'll just swim off. Crawfish?
Yes.
What? How would...
They look just like a shrimp. Except they... I mean a large shrimp. Prawn. Crawfish. Crayfish.
Either one you might say. How about... an insect that might fly around the light and try to, you know, try to, looks like they try to light on the
moths.
Moths. Any other name for a moth? How about a candle fly?
Well, I don't know the difference. They're a moth and a candle fly.
If you were referring to it, you'd probably say
it's a moth.
A moth. Do you have any trouble with them getting any clothes?
No, not. I have in the past.
What do you use?
Not a, just some kind of spray or mothballs.
Have you ever seen any bugs around here that light up?